Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
How are we feeling about LeBron James hoisting up that second consecutive NBA championship trophy?
I'm cool with it.
Well,
and his third overall.
He earned it, I guess.
This is one of those. It doesn't matter whether you like him or not. He's ridiculous.
You gotta respect the time.
I like him.
That's not LeBron's third.
I wanted the Spurs. I like LeBron. I don't like the Heat. I like LeBron. You know why?
Right.
All because of one article. Isn't it funny how one thing you learn about somebody can change your whole opinion of them? And I read this Sports Illustrated article about what he did during the offseason in 2010 after the Mavs beat him and wrapped things up with the NBA championship on the road.
Uh-huh.
They were the ones to do that. In game six, they beat the Spurs. They beat the Heat.
Well,
and after that, he said, okay, I've got to learn to do this, this, and this. Interior parts of his game, and so he went off to Europe and had a coach there teaching him how to hit a certain type of shot.
Mm-hmm.
He did fitness and strength training beyond anything. He worked the entire offseason, worked his butt off.
Mm.
Dwayne Wade didn't, not to that degree.
Yeah,
neither did Chris Bosh. And look who put this team on his back.
Yeah,
LeBron James.
Well, Dwayne kind of.
I respect people with talent if they know they have it and they work hard to improve it.
Right.
I'm good with that.
The thing, did you see that LeBron's shoes were supposed to come out, or I think they came out, but there was a picture release on Tuesday that said two-time NBA champion or two-time champion inside the shoe.
Wow.
This is before, like, if he would have lost.
Well, he's already two-time champion.
No, this is the second one.
I thought this was his third.
No, he didn't win any with the Cavs, and
he won
with the Heat, and then lost, and then won.
He's been to the finals four times. He's won twice.
He got swept by the Spurs when he was with the Cavs.
Yeah.
He got beat by the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay.
And then he won last year.
And
won
last
this year
and this year. Got it. All right.
Battier tips it out to Chalmers. Wade throws it up to James. The Spurs will not foul. Final seconds. What a finish. It's back-to-back titles for the Heat. The 2013 NBA Championship resides once again in Miami.
But
don't you kind of feel like it's bought and paid for a little bit?
Dude.
And doesn't that lessen it a little?
I know
that's the nature of the game now, that in free agency, if you've got... Look, unlike other sports, in basketball, there's a salary cap, but you're allowed to go over it as much as you want, as long as you're willing to pay the luxury tax.
Yeah.
And if you're in a big market, that luxury tax is not nearly as prohibitive as if you're the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
So they can go ahead and pay the luxury tax, which is what they're doing. You know. And so didn't they just kind of buy this one with those three guys?
Wherever he would have gone, he would have done well.
No, I don't think that's true.
Because
he sat there with Cleveland forever.
And he went to the finals with Cleveland.
Yeah, but
once.
Okay.
Yeah. How long was he there?
But I think our point is he still had to, as a team, they still had to win. I mean, yeah.
It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy.
Right, you're playing against the best in the world.
They showed that they could be beat.
LeBron got the MVP, too.
I work on my game a lot. Throughout the offseason, I put a lot of work into it.
Oh, there he is talking about it.
And to be able to come out here and the results happen out on the floor is the ultimate. It's the ultimate. I'm lost for words. For me, I can't worry about what everybody say about me.
Exactly.
I'm LeBron James.
Oh, boy.
From Akron, Ohio. From the inner city. I'm not even supposed to be here.
Oh, that's nice.
That's enough.
That's humility.
If you go back to the locker room, I see a number six with James on the back. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
So what everybody say about me off the court don't matter. I ain't got no worries.
Because I shouldn't be here to begin with. That's awesome.
And that's how you say it, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
That's how
you say it. Not, I think I'm doing pretty good.
Man, when you learn about LeBron James and the fact his mom was 16 when she had him.
Yeah.
His dad walked out.
Yeah.
She had to move from apartment to apartment to apartment.
Yeah.
Got introduced to this guy who started teaching him how to play basketball when he was like 8 or 9 years old. And then this private school gave him a chance to go play there.
And look, yes, he was blessed with this unbelievable gift.
Yeah.
Blessed with it. But how many guys have been blessed with the same
gift?
And
thrown it away.
And don't do anything with it.
He didn't throw it away.
Over and over. Good for him.
He took a chance to go to a private school.
Has he ever been arrested? Has he ever been accused?
No, but his mom has.
Failing drug tests?
Nope.
Has he ever?
I think he got caught smoking marijuana when he was in high school.
Is he a gangbanger?
No.
Is he out in the topless bars every weekend?
He didn't have a chance to because he went straight before they put that rule in that you had to go to college.
Right.
I mean, I watched him in high school. He was my age when we would go to the state basketball finals. I mean, everyone knew
who he was. He's still your age.
I know.
How weird.
I'm saying it was cool that I got to see him play and drive
in
3 hours to see him play in the high school.
Yeah. The worst thing that's ever come out about him was that he took a Hummer that his mom gave him because she got an advance payment on a
she took out a $600,000 loan when he was in high school
from what his future earnings would be. So she took it out. It's not like he went and
not
got
like
it.
He did it. Yeah,
she went and got it. That was the biggest thing that he's ever.
On the other hand, you have this team that nobody picked to win the championship, the San Antonio Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had them as the second, third, or fourth best team in the division.
You want to talk about
the Lakers and maybe, I mean, there's a ton of teams.
Oklahoma City.
And here they are, got through all of them and made it to the finals with, and Tim Duncan, if this is the swan song, and I hope he comes
Poor
back.
Poor Tim, man.
But what a season and what a game and what a game six he had.
And a great moment for me last night was seeing them hug, seeing LeBron hug Tim, and they hugged for a while, you know? Almost uncomfortable.
Two of the greats recognizing each other. And then you've got, you know, Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili in particular have been just a blessing to San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
So in defeat.
So if he's a blessing.
Spurs fans should be very, very happy to have the team they have.
Question, if Tony Parker is such a blessing for San Antonio, why wasn't he in at the end of the game?
I know.
That's what I was wondering. What I was wondering when I lost my $100.
Anytime you lose a game like this, the coach comes under fire for decisions he made for personnel changes and stuff. And it could be argued that Coach Pop might have had more to do with losing Game 6 and Game 7 than anybody else on the floor. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because he is a phenomenal coach who takes risks and makes great decisions.
Yeah.
Tony Parker's not in the game at the end.
I saw that. I was like, is he in foul trouble or something? I don't know it.
Who cares? It's 20 seconds left.
Yeah, right.
You're down by four.
So the Heat win their second consecutive NBA championship. Coming up on the show, we have a guest coming in. He's performing at a local comedy club in town. And you may or may not know his name, but I bet you've seen him if you watch Saturday Night Live. He was a rookie on SNL 2 years ago. Maybe it's three now.
I think
he was like
20.
He was 21 when he started.
And when they added him to the cast, I went and watched some YouTube videos of him, and I'm like, this guy's going to single-handedly save SNL.
Yeah.
And imagine my disappointment when week after week after week, he either wasn't on at all or he had some tiny little bit part. And he wasn't doing what made him the guy that could get the job, and that is great impressions.
Yeah.
Jay Farrow as President Obama.
And now a message from the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Good evening, my fellow Americans. As you know, over the past few months, I have made gun control legislation a top priority for my administration, which is why I am so excited to announce that this week the Senate voted 68-31 to begin debating the idea of discussing gun control. Let me say that again. They've agreed to think about talking about gun control. Amazing.
And that's only going to get better, I think.
Yeah.
He's almost got it now, but it's going to get better. And then
that principal character
That's a funny character.
I love that character. Yeah.
Here's Jay as Denzel.
Let me ask you a question. Huh? Are you a sheep or a wolf? Huh? Wolf or sheep, answer the question. Are you a shark or a turtle? It's a simple question. Are you a porpoise or a narwhal?
I mean, if I told you that was a clip from a Denzel movie, you'd
believe it.
Except for the crazy dialogue.
Let me ask you a question. Huh? Are you a sheep or a wolf? Huh? Wolf or sheep, answer the question. Are you a shark or a turtle? It's a simple question. Are you a porpoise or a narwhal?
And he gets the eyes, too. Those Denzel, those bug eyes, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Just on point.
And he does Lil Wayne.
Weezy ass baby, SNL. Yeah, dig. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, so you two have written a Valentine's Day song.
Yeah, yes, Seth. It goes out to all the ladies.
Okay. Well, now, in the past, some women have criticized you for what they consider misogynistic lyrics.
This is a song straight from the heart. We wrote it while drinking red wine and watching The Notebook. Here we go. This song is called Softer.
Oh, that's a nice title.
All right.
Like that.
Drop it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Love your body.
I'm love struck, so just go home. It's time to...
Now, do we have him as Jay-Z on here yet, or are we going to save that for when he gets here? Right, we can save it. His rap character by the name, his rap name is J-Hulk.
From out of my shoes, they trip on their face until they flatten.
This is real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard to tell with a comedian.
You won't know what it feel. You won't know what it feel. You won't know what it feel. You win them and walk them for real.
This guy's really, really funny, and what I like about him is we never book comedians. You know that. I mean, you can listen to the show for 2 years and not hear a single stand-up comedian come in.
We had Angela come in.
We've had some uncomfortable experiences in the past.
The comedians we book are people like Will Ferrell, you know?
Or Bonquique.
We don't normally book the stand-up traveling comedian.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's great on the radio, so I can't wait for him to come in about a half an hour. Here's Jay Farrow as Jay-Z.
I can't believe it. The two most beautiful women in the world in one room.
Damn.
My wife Beyonce and my little baby Gael. Blue Ivy, Hova Jr. Yep.
So good.
Oh, so good.
I'm so amazed. As somebody that tries sometimes to do impressions, so hard. Yeah. That's so great. Hard.
Maybe he can teach you
or Al
a little trick.
Yeah.
I am not going to insult him.
It can't be taught.
I know you have to have an ear
for
it.
It can't be taught. It's just ear.
Yeah.
But you have to, maybe there's certain things like with a caricature artist, you pick a certain feature like President Obama, since he does that, he has big ears. So every time you see a cartoon of him, he's got the big ears.
Yeah.
So maybe there's just one thing about a celebrity he can point out that he would highlight, maybe, and then suddenly you sound like that person.
I asked Dana Carvey that back in the day. Dana Carvey did great impressions on SNL of a lot of different people, and I asked him, like, you know, how can you teach people to do this? And he just said, you know, when you hear somebody doing a bad impression, it's because that's what they hear the person sounds like. It's not that they can't create the voice that we're all hearing. It's that they're hearing it differently than we are.
Hmm.
So
it's profound.
So the people that can do great impressions are the people that hear the voice the way we all do, and then can mimic that vocal style. Hmm. Pretty cool.
Never thought about it like that.
I haven't either.
It's deep.
It's very deep. I wonder if he does Justin Bieber.
He might be able to.
Has Justin talked enough? I guess he has.
Take his shirt off. Or,
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Thanks to the Facebook fan that gave me this idea last night. And by the way, you guys are constantly coming up with ideas that we use on the show. So thank you, all of you who post on Facebook. My page is kidfacebook.com. It's a shortcut. KIDDFacebook.com. I feel bad that the people that came to watch the show today have to watch on a bench that's way over there, and they can barely see us outside. You know, they're outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got this protective glass on our glass.
Bulletproof.
So that you can't see people outside. That's for TV. So the experience of coming to the show has been seriously diminished.
Yeah.
I lost my studio.
But Big Al will be out there to entertain you in a minute.
I will. That's what I do.
So last night, I got this idea from a Facebook listener for stuff to do in L.A., and they didn't have ideas. They just said what you should do is go through some Big Brother episodes, both here and in the U.K., and see some of the challenges that they have.
Huh.
And there's some great ones. So get ready, guys.
We're doing Big Kid Brother.
I'm stealing from Big Brother.
All right.
But what should we do on the family vacation? We went to the expert, Kelly's daughter, Emma Kelly,
of course,
to ask her what we should do while we're in L.A. for our annual family vacation.
Hi. If I'm going out to Los Angeles, is there anybody you'd like me to find while I'm out there and say hello or have them on the radio?
Is Michael Bublé there?
Michael Bublé.
Oh, my God.
What?
Maybe.
Oh, well, my God. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Olivia Holt.
Kelly. What?
Who?
Olivia Holt.
Does she not watch Disney Channel?
What kind of a dorky kid are you raising?
Okay.
Your daughter's asking about
She
Michael
likes
Bublé.
That song, I Just Haven't Met You Yet.
Yeah.
And she likes the little video where he's dancing in the grocery store with it. So she wants me to track down Michael Bublé.
The Starbucks commercial?
Put it down. There's one
video
there.
For right. On the radio?
Is Michael Bublé there?
Michael Bublé?
Boy.
Maybe. Who else?
Olivia Holt and Brittany.
How old is she?
Six.
She talks like 16, she's 20.
16.
Are you getting sad?
Very.
Well, did you see Kelly's picture from
I remember
the car?
This moment with Caroline where suddenly it's all complete sentences, and that's when I went, bath time with Caroline's over.
She can turn on the baby stuff flip the switch. But
I've never heard her speak so.
Dude, she's eloquent.
She's up. Yeah. She's as tall as my boobs now.
She is?
What?
How tall are your boobs?
Boob level's a good spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's this Olivia Holt?
She's on a Disney show, and she has this really great song, You Had Me at Hello, and we love singing. Our favorite times together are singing
in the car.
In the car, yeah.
And that's one of her favorite songs. Michael Bublé is one of her favorite songs, so basically.
Yeah.
But what show is she on? Because I'm watching all those. I just don't know
kicking
the name of the kids.
Kicking It or something?
Oh, Kicking It, yeah, with the blonde dude.
I'll say this to anybody who's got babies, or at least kids that aren't old enough to take to school yet.
Yeah.
Once that child is grown, you will look back. I mean this because it was said to me and I didn't believe it. You will look back and realize two things. That your best moments with your child are in the car. Because you're constantly shuffling them around somewhere. Whether it's to school or to karate or to piano lessons or whatever. And that time in the car when they're held captive. There's no TV to distract them unless you're one of the dummies got one in the back seat.
Yeah, the DVD.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I had one in my last car and I don't have one in this one.
Ruining,
and she was upset at first and now we're past it. Yeah. And I'm
you're ruining good times.
We're communicating now.
And the second thing is you're going to be sad on that day when you don't drive her around anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean when she's 16. It could happen when she's 12 because she's carpooling with her best friend who lives down the street.
Right.
You're going to miss those times.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of those.
I remember picking Corey up from school. All I saw was the back of his head.
I know.
Staring out the window.
There can be those moments. So then Emma Kelly was asked what I should do and what Jenna should do.
There's more people she wanted us to meet, I think. But
oh, okay.
There's a big, long list, kid.
All right.
Britney Spears.
Maroon 5. You know you've met Dwayne Johnson. Can I meet him again?
The Rock? Oh, I'd love to meet him again.
I know. I wish I could meet him. Cody Simpson.
Oh, that's a good one.
That guy that sings I'm Gonna Pop Some Tags.
Macklemore.
She's a big Macklemore fan.
Gotta meet that guy that sings that.
The Austin and Allie group.
Okay, just anybody from Austin and Allie?
Yeah, and Jesse.
Disney shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and anybody from Good Luck Charlie.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find them walking around.
That's just that Taylor Lautner.
Okay.
Just him.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me. Shark Boy. Can we get an interview, please? Do you mind bringing Lava Girl?
That's scary.
Thank you.
Shark Boy could just be some creepy homeless man on the
It's Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner, dude.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner was Shark Boy.
No, I'm saying the people that are dressed up as characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're homeless men.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a dollar.
So can I give you the concert as it would sound from Emma Kelly?
Sure.
All right. If Emma Kelly had her L.A. concert, it would be...
Emma Palooza.
Anybody you'd like me to find while I'm out there and say hello? Or
how do I get rid of that one?
Have them on the radio?
Well, I can tell you it's
Bublé there?
Michael Bublé, Olivia Holt, Maroon 5, Britney Spears, Cody Simpson.
Here's the concert.
Kick it off with Michael.
Yeah. Also performing, Michael Bublé opening for Britney Spears.
We listen to happy music in my car.
Followed by Maroon 5.
Yeah.
She likes Adam Levine.
But that's not all.
Who else we got?
Cody Simpson.
So she's not into One Direction or Justin Bieber or any of those
special
guys?
Appearances by Shark Boy and Lava Girl
and The Rock MCs. Yeah.
So what should I do, Emma Kelly, and what should Jenna do on this trip?
Kid Craddock.
Let's see. Turn that off and turn that on.
Kid Craddock, what should he do in Los Angeles?
He should go to movies and that kind of movie, you know, the kind of movie where it's a big screen, and you watch it in your car outside.
Oh, a drive-in.
Yeah.
And what do you think
have to go to a drive-in?
Jenna should do in Los Angeles?
Get a boyfriend!
Yeah?
Get a what?
Boyfriend.
Don't tell Jenna I said that.
Okay. Oh.
You want me to bring you back a souvenir?
A trophy.
A trophy?
Like, what? One that a movie star or a celebrity got, and they gave it to souvenir people.
All right. I've got my award.
No big deal.
She wants, like, an award.
Yeah, just bring her back an Academy Award. Right. No big deal.
So we have our walk-in papers here.
She might settle for a Grammy. But
kid has to go to a drive-in.
What is that? That's so
random. And I got to get a boyfriend.
So random.
Why does she think I would like a drive-in movie? What's that about?
Well, it's Jay Farrow.
It's Jay Farrow. He can't get in. There's all these people banging on the window. We're like, what's going on?
We don't let our celebrity
get in. Jay Farrow is locked out.
Oh, Jay Farrow from SNL is here. Well, then let me quickly, because we'll put him on here in a second. Let me quickly.
Is he on time or
what?
Yeah,
he's got white people time.
Like,
he's
early.
No he's color 6 minutes time. Early.
Oh, he's like, come on in.
Oh, and he's coming in. And he's got a humongous phone.
Good morning. Y'all catch your breath for a minute.
Yes.
You've been working out?
Dude.
That's just a small shirt.
Hey, what are you coming in on?
Well, what's up, dog?
He just walked right into the studio. Like, hop on the mic. Go ahead. Where's that mic come up? Where's that mic come up?
It's on.
Okay.
There
you go. All right, Jay.
Talking to the mic or I don't care.
Wow. That's a big mic.
You're more buff than you look on TV.
Yeah.
I thought the TV adds like 10 pounds.
Our TV so makes me
Is this a new development?
Yeah. No. This is, I've always had. Listen, I told you. These are small shirts, people. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a small shirt. That's what it is.
Yeah. No, those are big muscles.
Look at him flexing his
Oh, you're making a bounce?
Listen,
Jay,
okay?
This is a small shirt.
I know.
Yeah.
If I put that on, it'd be an incredible Hulk.
For a man with a small body.
I understand.
Yeah.
If I put that on, it would be a totally different situation. Okay? I'll rip out of it.
It's a smedium.
It's a smedium.
Here's what we're going to do. If after your performance, which we always rate while you're here. Uh-huh. We rate how you did on a scale of 1 to 100.
Yes.
If you score higher than a 78.5, we will change shirts and we'll put you in the Hulk shirt.
Okay.
What do you think?
Right, so deal. He loses if he wins?
Yeah.
Right.
Either way, he loses.
Y'all just try to get me naked in here. I understand.
I'm excited to have Jay Farrow here. This is great.
Me too, man.
Can you hang while we do some business here real quick?
That's
and then we'll come back. Okay. And feel free to jump in.
Okay.
All next week, Kid Craddock in the Morning is doing the show from a huge mansion in L.A.
You going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which mansion? Whose mansion?
We got
pool.
Really?
We're not even allowed to say whose it is.
I know whose it is. I'm not going to say.
We rented it from a rich white dude.
Okay. Yep. Thinking about a
it's
rich
that
Indian.
Mansion.
A rich young white dude. Yeah.
I was thinking about a rich Indian. Totally different.
Oh, okay.
Thinking about something different.
So we've got this huge house, and we're all going to live under the same roof for a week because none of us really get along very well with each other. Mm-hmm. So we think in the same house, going to be a lot of conflict and stuff.
So when's Hugh leaving?
We're leaving. When's Hugh leaving?
Hugh, when is he leaving?
The Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, that would be on point,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, he knows.
So while we're there, we're going to be giving away trips to come to L.A. with us. All these cool California concerts from the cool California mom, Kenzie. She's going to hook you up with Taylor Swift.
Really?
How can you get Taylor Swift?
Really?
Oh, he just got all fangirl on us.
Yeah, with Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Yep. We also will give away a trip to L.A. to see.
Can I apply for that?
You know who this is? You know this?
Yeah, damn right I know who that is.
This one right here.
That's right. I know who that is.
Yeah, who is it?
Yeah, you know.
That's Selena Gomez.
There you go.
All right. There we go. Yeah. I knew I heard it.
All right.
Okay. Shout out to the Biebs. Listen, y'all might hate him, but love him.
I've got to hear about how high he was
just earlier this morning.
We're also giving away trips.
Did you see how not high he was in his Instagram video?
Not high? You said not high.
Not high.
Well, high. Very hot.
Can I finish this? Can I please finish
this? Please, go ahead, man.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Go ahead, little shirt, man.
So we're giving away trips.
All right, everybody needs to calm down.
I just said,
everybody,
ahead.
I know
Listen,
we have a
you can't talk about his shirt when I'm sitting over here with the extra medium small shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't do that. Okay, token black guy, you can't do that.
You
look like you could be
You call me. I know you ain't gonna try. Listen, go ahead, finish because we're gonna have
Jay.
Quick question.
We're gonna have a token Lawrence black. Fishburne's over there trying to talk trash. Listen,
we're gonna have a token black off in here.
As a person on SNL with very very low job tenure and security, would you ever be as disrespectful to Seth Meyer as he just was to me? Right?
What did I do?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You gotta respect your white people. You know why? You gotta respect the white people on the show. You know why? Because they write the checks.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Listen, if you leave here, what are you gonna do? Chick-fil-A, bow, waffle Bam. Fries. You know what's gonna happen. You don't want to do that.
That's true. That's what he used to do.
It's true.
I have no idea.
He was his limo driver.
For real? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I still
used to drive him around?
Yeah, he did.
Like driving Miss Daisy in the back?
Yes.
No, like driving Mr. Craddock. It took him. He was on the show for 2 years before he stopped calling me Mr. Craddock.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing commercials for free honey baked hams or something.
Why, yes. Yeah. Well, yes, I does anything for you, sir.
I'd have to pick him up on my way to work.
Really? Okay. Yes. And, and the next concert we're giving away a trip to is Pink.
I definitely know Pink, really?
Yeah.
Can I go? Listen, Pink is the whitest black girl I know. I know.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
She's the whitest black girl.
You know Alicia. Like, you're like friends with her.
I am.
Wow.
Is her name Alicia for real?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Alicia Moore, right?
So we're not friends.
Yeah. She's not called Pink.
And One Direction.
I know Jay didn't get excited for this one.
Here's what you do. You listen for JC's wife, Kinsey. Fake Kinsey.
Yeah.
To announce the word of the day on the show.
I'm sure it's going to be a real world.
For example, the word might be like,
today's word is S-A-T-isfaction. That's when you do really good on your test at school. S-A-T-isfaction.
Okay.
Wait.
So she's going to have dumb words like that, and you have to remember.
I'm married to kid who dresses like a woman after the show.
No. Let's go back to that Jesse Jackson auto-tune you just had.
Jesse Jackson.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Well, I could try.
You cheated. As an impressionist, you cheated.
This absolutely is the auto-tune for poor impressions.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it is.
But that's pretty. Listen. Yeah. I'm not hating.
Be you. Oh,
well, check this out.
I want one.
That's like a PED.
Like I'll put my Barry White up against yours any day. You know why?
Go ahead.
Because I got this.
I've heard people say,
okay,
too much of anything ain't good for you, baby. See?
Okay, listen, that's not Barry White, that's Satan. You know what's happening? You get that? It's too deep. No, I'm not going against you with that. I'm not messing with that over there.
As many times as we've had love and made love, it's just not enough.
That's too, you see? That's unfair.
You should have got Jay Fair for the Sweat Hotel.
You got the African-American sexy black voice. I don't have that. Mine is a little lighter. Yeah. I can get deep.
You can get sexy voice.
How about Keith Sweat? How about Keith Sweat?
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sweat Hotel.
That's Leon Phelps.
Yeah.
That's the ladies' name.
Yeah, color. What's
your name? What's happening?
Yeah, they're kind of similar, aren't they?
Yes.
All right. We'll come back with the greatness of Jay Farrow.
Yes.
The greatness. And we are not that show that some of the videos I watch where they go, do Denzel.
Yeah.
Now do Jay.
Thank you.
Now do Obama.
I'm like, I'll do you.
That's so lame.
Yeah, it is.
We're gonna weave seamlessly into impressions and comedy until we know the real you.
I love y'all.
And then we're gonna make you do animal noises.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what you got?
What's up?
Talent.
Thank you, brother.
But well, I thought you were going to say a small shirt.
Well, he's not leaving until he takes off that shirt, I have a feeling.
This body, you could be like, I don't know, a tight end for the Patriots.
They need one.
Too soon.
All right. She is looking. I like
She's
that.
She's admiring your tight end, apparently.
Bow.
Before we go to break, your comments on Jenna's side boob.
It's not out today.
Oh, no.
She's got the front boob out. It's just like your face.
She's got my comments on the side boob.
I thought you said comments on genocide boob. I was like, what is a genocide boob?
genocide boob.
But you, listen.
Okay, so that would
don't
be
give him an, idea.
An implant filled with poison.
Yeah. That you signed. Well, technically, it is, right?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Silicone. Yeah, poison.
That's when Cindy unwittingly had poison boob implants.
I think we just figured out how to take
genocide
out Korea.
Genocide boobs.
Sleep with that. That was
genocide boobs.
Do that, and that's the last motor that you will ever have.
Last
you
motorboat you'll ever do.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let me ask you a question. Huh? Are you a sheep or a wolf? Huh? Wolf or sheep? Answer the question. Are you a shark or a turtle? It's a simple question. Are you a porpoise or a narwhal?
I see him getting character as he's listening to himself doing a character.
Like, whoever even thinks of doing a Denzel Washington impression?
Right.
That's what's great.
Who thinks about doing a Denzel Washington impression? Obviously, I do.
Your
lips, the eyes, the sexual swag, I got it all.
Denzel, I have to ask you, what's the obsession with train movies? That's
My
all you ever do
with
now.
Train movies,
you're in trains, you're in subways, and they're always running away.
I'm either in a train or I'm training somebody.
You just like the word train.
Could you not have helped Kevin Hart out a little bit with the... It's training day.
Yeah. Listen. Chugga, chugga, choo, choo. Huh? Kevin Hart, you know, that's my dude, but you know, Kevin Hart still plays with Thomas the Tank Engine. Huh? I mean, he's that little. Huh? That's my man. Huh? Listen, when I met Kevin Hart, he had to jump up and give me a high five.
He's giving you the eyes, too. Huh?
Are you from New York?
I am from Virginia. Virginia, I'm from Chesapeake, Virginia.
I don't know how you got that Brooklyn or Staten Island or whatever that my Denzel mother, accent is.
Oh, I mean, my mother's from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, though.
Bed-Stuy.
So it's
the nice part.
Yeah, I heard. Exactly. Yeah, nobody gets robbed or killed out there. Nothing happens.
No, why live in Park Slope when you can be in Bed-Stuy?
Yeah, of course. Tribeca? Forget about it.
Who cares about Tribeca?
Forget about it. No, my mom, but, you know, it's that, man. I constantly heard her, and it's like a lot of people who got, you know, Brooklyn accents, or New York accents, I'll just pick them up, or like Northern in general, or Southern. Yeah. Virginia has no distinct tone.
That's what I was going to say. Virginia, you're kind of like even a killed? Clean
right.
slate.
Right.
Which is great.
Yeah. So it's like, that's why it's like, you cheating. I ain't cheating. Don't blame me because I was born in a place where we don't have no distinction. Like, if you go to St. Louis, you know somebody from St. like Nelly. Yeah. It's hot in here. Yeah. Woo! Hey! I said, Little Richard. Shut up, Little Richard. Sit down there. He sounds just like Little Richard. Little Richard, just sit you behind down there. Hot in her. And her.
Her.
I said, it's hot in her. I said, well, you need to pull out for something happen. Bow! Oh. Bow! I got him!
Hot in her.
Her. Hot in her.
Her.
You know what I'm saying?
It's getting hot.
H-E-R-R-R-R-E.
And when it comes to accents like that, you know, geographical accents, is there one that you just can't do? That you really struggle with?
Yours, probably. Yeah.
That's, no, seriously, no. Is there one you're like, God,
I'm from Ohio. I don't
have
a want to
get
accent.
This one, and I just can't get it.
As far as accents go, I don't know, man. It's like I try to tackle everything. English, but it's funny. When I do English accents, I have to be other people to do English accents. Okay. I can't just
like
do
British,
it myself.
To do British?
Exactly. Yeah. I got to be Orlando Bloom to do an English accent.
I really
is
focus.
Isn't he Australian?
Antoine. No, he's definitely not.
Oh, he's not?
What? No.
I learned British accents first, and then I started learning Australia. I put a lot of time in Australian accents. Yeah. Now I can't do Britain anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad, man.
So all I can do is Australian. See, Australian is right here, and it's real easy to do. You know?
Definitely.
Oh, right. You don't have an definitely accent crocking. Off. I know. Right.
But it's on. To go back to British, in that, can you do Australian, then do British?
Okay, let me try that. Let me try that. All right. Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
There you go, okay.
Oh, I did it! Oh, wow. Bow! Pow! Shot fired!
Apparently, all it takes is talent. All right, now I got it.
It's so nice to see how humble you are.
He has, like, celebrations.
Yeah. See, the black thing, the hollering thing is a whole black thing. Samuel Jackson, it's not just exclusive to him. It's just it's a cultural thing.
Right. You don't do it, Al.
Who, Al? Samuel Jackson?
Samuel Jackson.
Well, I think he's here right now.
Oh, man.
No, he's not.
You can't do Samuel L. Jackson unless you throw out a couple F-bombs, too.
Listen, I don't want y'all to get kicked off of the radio for the curse words.
Oh, gotcha.
He cursed when he was on SNL. You saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what SNL needs for a voice is Morgan Freeman. That would add so much to skits and stuff. Have you tried?
Sleepy.
Have you tried Morgan?
I am Morgan Freeman. And I like pie. Pie is delicious. The way it's flaky in your mouth and moves around.
Here we go.
We got him.
We
shot him again.
Did it.
Shots fired. Pow.
Shots fired. Is that a personal high five right
Shots
there?
Shots
fired.
Listen, let me tell you something.
The self-applause.
Why are we talking about what yourself talking to you? Why are we on the subject of that? Listen, that's the reason why I can't do that. You know what I mean? Listen, I had one of the cookies that had the whole bunch of stuff.
Yes.
This is how I knew I was messed up, okay? I was in my hotel room having an in-depth conversation with myself about how I should keep my voice down because the walls are thin and the next-door neighbors, the next-door people could hear me.
But you're by yourself.
I'm by myself. So this is how the conversation's happening. Yo, you need to shut up. For real? Why? I don't know, because they can hear you. Dude, that's crazy. I know. For real? Yeah, shut up. keep it down. Shh. It was like Smeagol off of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
It was like having a conversation with myself. Princess, I can't believe it. Stupid fat hobbitses. You can't be talking too loud. They're coming. They'll get you. It's horrible. You have to stop this. You can't. You can't do it. You can't. No, because if I'm too loud, they think we're crazy and we're not. But so, you know, it was like that. Oh,
wow. Did you ever think about dating Amanda Bynes?
Who knew you were a... And who knew you were a dork?
Yes. Huh? Yeah.
Who knew you were a dork?
I am a Lord of the Rings fan.
Oh, my God, you're
I
a dork.
I love it. I could, listen, I was in the auditorium. I quoted half of the movie. It's because, the assembly was an hour and a half. I did hour and a half of the movie from the sounds, everything. I could sit there and do it. That's how much of a life I have.
So how long do you have to wait in the black neighborhood for a ticket to Lord of the Rings? I bet you walk right
what?
In.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we have a special thing in the hood. It's called bootleg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you can watch it automatically. Uh-huh. So I had Lord of the Rings before the trilogy even happened.
You know what I'm talking about?
Before it even happened.
I'm from the burbs. Bow! There he goes again.
Shots fired.
Shots pick your pew. Where is it at? Where's the shots? Listen, you have need some shots.
Oh, stuff. Kid, you got to whip out your...
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, you got to whip out your finger pistols.
My, next to shots fired, my finger pistols look...
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty, pretty yeah. I was giving the punchline like, hey, I keep it in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
a little...
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, dog.
Man,
sorry.
You just do everything better than kids.
Yeah, what I normally do is, what I normally do, I just laugh.
One of us is on Saturday Night Live.
I know.
Yeah, well, Jay, you're going to probably be on Saturday Night Live a lot more this upcoming season,
yeah, there's lots
right?
of spaces yeah. opened up
I
on there.
I feel like they've been keeping you in the closet or something.
They're keeping a black man
Not
down,
like,
dog.
Yeah, but
Kelly.
But Hader, Armisen, Sudeikis, all gone.
Well, you know,
is the show gonna suck?
I don't know if all those are confirmed. I know that Hader is confirmed. Yeah. I don't know about. I mean, I
yeah,
know
I think they
Hader and
they are.
And Armisen.
I'm pretty sure
and Fred's gone.
Yeah. I don't know about Jason. I don't know about
Jason. Yeah.
Well, you do know, but you're just not sure if you can say for sure.
Right. Yeah. I'm not sure if we can
keep my mouth shut real quick. Yeah.
Did you watch the game last night?
Of course.
He was tweeting.
Yeah, you were tweeting about the headband.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
it needs
because
its own song.
I sent you a creepy tweet.
You
that
did?
Was me. Yeah, I sometimes am a tweet, and I shouldn't have done that. I was trying to go to sleep, and I tweeted you about a song you should do
should just come
for
on.
LeBron's headband.
Well, now that y'all know each other, you can direct message.
Because Kanye's so mad. Yeah.
Listen, you're trying to get me in trouble. Listen, I see what you're doing, okay? Cool.
Well, that's
mom,
what she does.
I see what you're doing.
That's what she does.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
He
what
called me out.
Cougar mom.
Cougar mom.
He's like, oh, Cougar mom.
You know why? She's talking about just Justin Bieber, you think he's hot.
He is.
Oh, dang. Yeah. He knows you so well.
She wants Harry Styles.
You want to give him some milk from a certain place.
And
you want to listen, I understand what's happening.
From my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Do you? If
that's, yeah, she don't breastfeed, though.
Yeah. She's against that.
I'm all dried up.
How do you know?
Well,
listen.
It's a known fact.
Honey, everybody
she says those are sexual objects. She doesn't use them for
breasts
feeding.
Breasts are sexual objects. They are not feeding implements.
Right?
You Isn't that
to,
sexy?
Isn't that cool? Community college class.
Yeah, right. Is she turning you on right now?
This is beautiful. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is she needs to teach a class because that's very intuitive. Mm-hmm. You're very intuitive
Thank
with yourself.
You. Yeah.
I've always
Thank
thought
you?
That.
That's a big word. Bow.
Yeah, it's a
okay.
good word.
We can DM. Back to the DM thing.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
She sent a message to me. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool.
All right, so Jay Farrow's here.
The game.
Yeah,
Jay Farrow's here, and we're talking about the game last night. You were tweeting as LeBron's headband.
Yes.
Is that your new character?
That's going to be my character.
How many little cookies did you have before that?
How many cookies?
Yeah, those little cookies with something in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, the edibles. Yeah.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Dude, keep it down. Keep it down. Really? Yeah, keep it down.
I don't get it. What do we?
The neighbors are going to hear you.
Well, yeah.
Quiet.
Oh, cook. Oh.
The mine on top.
Oh, a callback.
Yes.
Genius.
Thank you.
All right, I got
that's
it.
All right, Jay. We don't get him either.
Yeah, I thought it was just the white people that didn't get me, and that's the black
now
people.
Now you, this, is a big, off, this is a yeah. big aha moment for you.
Star meet chasm. All right.
And our next rap group name is?
So being the only black guy on Saturday Night Live,
what's that?
Are there any
no,
other shows?
No, there's not the only black
there's
guy.
That, there's that fatter black guy.
Go with the,
oh,
go with the premise.
Yeah,
go with the premise. Are there any other shows that you'd like to be the other black guy, the only black guy on, like The Bachelor, for example, or The Apprentice or something
no.
like that?
The Bachelor.
Reality
the only
TV?
Guy on The Apprentice?
I would like
the only black guy.
Listen, I would love to be the other black guy on Love & Hip Hop. I love that show.
Do you?
And I mean, it's a, listen, y'all
not allowed to watch it.
You know, do you know what I'm talking about, Love & Hip Hop?
Yeah, I want to be on the game.
Love it. Why?
I like that show.
He likes football.
Yeah, it's because it's football.
You're one of the few minorities. Listen, because, you know, let's be honest with ourselves. When white people watch BET, they're minorities because a lot of folks
I can't. I turn it on and it goes, whoop, no whiteies. It does. My TV goes, whoop, no whiteies. And switches.
It says block.
And it switches to the golf channel.
Listen, I went to the, I was in the whitest hotel, and I tried to get BET, and it won't happen.
No.
I got that message.
They got golf, though. They got that golf channel.
It was the country in Suites.
Yeah. They got.
They put you up nice places.
Not the country, the letter N.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Duck Dynasty, that's all it's on?
Yeah. It was no BET whatsoever.
Honey Boo Boo.
Did your team win the NBA Finals?
Did my team
last
win this? Listen, I understand you all are sensitive people.
Now, you've been listening to in Miami and in San Antonio.
I understand. I really was just excited to, you know, to see a game seven. Now, my team wasn't even in the finals, but I mean, you know,
who's that? Boston Bruins. Well, they wouldn't be in.
No, that's the White Sox.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. That's the White Sox.
Who's your favorite NBA team?
My favorite NBA team was the Sacramento Kings. Don't ask me how.
Wow.
I just like them.
And you must hate yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I do. Right. I have very low self-esteem.
You have to.
They were
like
good
the
back in the
Kings.
Day.
They were. They were good. They had
back when they had, you know,
immigrants.
Weber and stuff.
There's a lot of immigrants on the team back when they did have Weber. But, you know, my team, you know, they're not in there. But I was happy to just see a game seven. Now, even though it was Duncan, even though it was Tim Duncan's last game.
Stephen A. Smith, everybody.
No, that was just me talking.
Oh, my bad.
So what you saying? Yeah, the impression's starting to leak out? Is that what you saying? I can't control myself, man? That what you trying to tell me?
My bad, dog.
All right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right. That was Eddie Murphy.
Slip. That was good.
This hurts me to say this because Steve Nash is a friend.
Wow.
Okay, a dear friend.
I was like, why am I talking?
Steve Nash and I have held hands through numerous hot air balloon rides.
Do people get the Stephen A. Smith impression? Do they get it?
Guys,
is he popular enough?
They definitely get the Stephen A. Smith impression. Do you know why? Because everybody listens to me. Everybody watches First Take, and you have to know. You have to know. Even though I said Spurs is seven, that's what I said. I specifically stated Spurs is seven.
All right.
However,
let's go to Skip Bayless.
LeBron got it done. No way.
Nobody touches Skip Bayless.
There's no way to touch. I'm still trying to crack that egg. Listen, okay?
No, you don't want
to
crack that.
Listen, you don't? Why not?
I'll touch Skip Bayless.
I mean, you know, I was thinking that Hayden maybe be able to do it. Maybe he'll come back and, you know, do a couple of skits. Yeah, because I think we can both, because with impressions, as far as impressions go and the show goes, it's good press, but you know, everybody has a talent.
Have you learned from Hayter?
Yes.
I'm sure he's learned from you as well, but have you learned from Hayter?
Yeah, he was, man, you're freaking, you're a genius, man. He just, the way he just says it, you're a genius, wow. That's how Hayter does when he's like, wow, it's just freaking awesome, man.
Help me out, because I went to the show twice this past season.
Really?
And even went to the cast parties after. And everybody there tells me that Bill Hader's the nicest person on the entire cast.
He is.
He's the most supportive. And
All right. Uh-huh. Talking about the
You're
entire
second.
Cast.
Yeah.
And then Jay.
Entire cast.
When I said, what do you think of Bill Hader?
Mm-hmm.
They would say, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
He is
and that's
one of the nicest
people.
But you know what? You can't be on the SNL cast without actually being... at some point, very nice.
Yes.
You know,
and
some
a team
point.
Player.
Yeah,
right?
And a team player. A lot of people do change over the years. I'm not saying with
they
the
get famous
cast,
and all that. Yeah,
none of that. But I'm just saying, like, as far as getting hired, you have to be a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
And Lauren will say that. He's a nice guy. He looked like You look like you did a lot of soup kitchens for homeless folks, so I'll let you on the cast.
That's Lorne Michaels.
That's my Lorne. It's Dr. Evil. It's just that.
Very similar, though.
That's exactly where Mike Myers got that impression from.
Is that right?
He got it off
from Lorne Michaels.
Are you serious?
I had never heard that.
Look it up. You can go. Listen, Wikipedia. I know y'all Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Because that's always true, right?
Right. It's always true. No, but seriously, he got that. He got that from that. But you can't. You have to be very
interesting. So this. So he's like this.
Yeah, kind of voice.
Scott.
I mean, just a
you want to play in the big boy room, Scott?
Not as high pitched, but a little more down here.
Almost like Sean Connery.
Has there ever been a time, I'm sure you do all these media tours and people are constantly playing back clips of your impressions that you can't differentiate between the real clip of the actor and you. Have you ever got
it,
tricked?
It just happened a couple of times. I was like, wait a minute.
Is was that me?
Was that yeah. first take? Was that, I was like, oh, no, it's a joke there. I said, okay, no, that was me. It's just, it
oh,
just
it's funny, so it's me.
Yeah, was it's
it,
funny.
Was it Craig, not Craig Robinson, was it? But, no, not Craig Robinson, of course. It, Craig something that came in and did impressions, yeah. and he did some liners for us, like, this is.
He did Magic Johnson that was just.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
Craig?
He did, you know, he's doing liners, so he's like, this is Christopher Walken, you're listening.
Oh, that
and
was
now,
great.
It's been years, and now I really think that it's Christopher Walken. Like, when did we
I
have
thought
him?
It was Christopher Walken.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You're going to play this
but,
in years. Go
but
ahead.
You know what? Your Jay-Z and your Lil Wayne have a little Walken in them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Jay-Z, definitely.
That tells me you do a Walken.
Who yeah. doesn't?
You don't hear that sentence a lot. That tells me you do a walking.
This ain't walking, you little shun trick. I know what you're
doing. Think you better do a walking, my friend.
Well, this guy,
yeah.
basically, it's so cool to actually be here
yeah.
talking to you, my very friend. Such a sweet dude and very cool. And to be beside Sofia Vergara
yeah.
is a nice thing. And Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah.
Now keep going. Keep going with this. Keep going with Christopher Walken. I'm gonna twist the dial that yeah. turns him into Jay-Z. So keep
definitely
going.
Twist keep going. The dial.
All right. And I'm twisting.
Yeah. And yeah. yeah. No. And I don't know because that's just how I do it and how I feel because all of these people. Yeah. I always sound so nervous. You know, the thing about it is I say nervous kind of like, you know, I'm Elmer Fudd or somebody like that. Jiggada Jake, jiggada oh, Elmer, that Scooby Wabbit. Tricks are for kids.
How do you say that? Yeah. How do you say this world? This word WORLD, Jay? Because I
wailed.
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 I can't even do that.
World. Wailed.
Wailed.
Like wailed.
Yeah.
You know, like not catfish.
Yeah.
Like wailed.
So if you give birth to a baby and it's not a boy, it's a
goyled.
Goyled. All right.
Goyled. It's a baby goyled.
Speaking of baby girls, what do you think about Kim and Kanye naming that baby North?
I mean, I believe that, you know, Kanye is, you know, I mean, I pray for him all the time. I just feel like, you know, him naming a baby Northwest is, you know, kind of idiotic.
More so than you naming yours Blue Ivy?
I mean, but Northwest, that was the name of an airline. It's not even in service.
So maybe Southwest would have been better.
Yeah, Southwest would have
made fly free.
Southwest, yeah. Southwest definitely would have made more sense. He reminds you of your aunt or you know, your cousin that names children. He don't need to do it. You're like, listen, you can't name your son, you know, Paprika. Who names their child Paprika? You know, that's a seasoning.
Now, surely, Jay-Z,
yeah.
back to you being Jay, the real Jay has reached out to you, right, Jay-Z?
Yo, Pharaoh the Z? First, yeah. this is what happened, folks. When I met Jay-Z, he was, you know, right before we did Goodnight, he was like a part under the SNL bleachers. You know, I didn't know he was there. I looked, he was right there. He looked at me, he was like, yeah.
Oh,
how are you?
Those
did
eyes.
He really?
And I was like, and I couldn't say nothing. And somebody behind me was like, do the Jay-Z impression. I was like,
oh, man.
Damn it.
No. Jay-Z talking to Jay-Z.
I was like, yo, you know what? I really don't want to do this right now, you know, because, you know, we under the bleachers, but, you know, maybe afterwards. Yep. And as soon as we get on the stage, he looks at me and he was like, that was perfect timing. That was perfect. Yep.
Dude, don't celebrities typically think that you don't sound anything like them, even though you absolutely do?
Will Smith doesn't.
He doesn't.
Oh.
I'm like, dude.
Well, it's like they don't. It's like hearing yourself on your answering machine,
give me some,
though.
Give me a Will Smith
right?
clip or two. We're gonna get a real Will Smith clip here.
Here you go.
Will, about your movie, the new Scientology propaganda film you put out with your son that bombed at the box office. You've never had a movie not debut at number one.
I mean, you know what? You know,
come on, Will.
Sometimes, you know, you just, you know, I put Jaden up there and, you know, maybe he needed like another, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something to like, you know, get him ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the big screen. But he's doing a good job. You know, I appreciate, you know, my son, but, daddy does best, you know, and that's, you know, daddy couldn't, you know, cha-ching, daddy couldn't.
You know what I mean? Daddy was just, you know, now go, you can, you can definitely lean. I'm saying play some Will Smith. And,
yeah,
you know,
play some Will Smith. Here we go.
I just think that any man can sweep any woman off her feet. Because women are much less superficial.
He
than
sounds,
men are.
You're just
he
on
sounds,
him.
Wow.
That's dead
you
on.
You sound more like him than he does.
Shots fired. I was going to say.
Shots fired right there.
Shots fired.
All right. We have actual audio of a phone call between Chris Humphries and Kanye West that happened just after the baby was born.
Hold on. Here, you take that.
Hello, fam. Hello.
Is this Kanye West?
Yeah, it's definitely Kanye West, fam. Yeah.
This is Chris Humphries. I'm the basketball player.
Listen, why my baby so light skinned, fam? Why's my baby so light? I knew it was you. I knew it. You pick up your baby. I'm not paying for him. I'm not doing that.
I didn't even put my winky in her at all. I bumped my head.
Listen, you left some of your DNA on the sheets, fam. And you know what? She sprinkled some water on it and put it inside her. And that's what happened, cause she's a rider, mommy inside her, and how we do it, and you was a slider, and now I'm a rider, and now I'm a breather, but that's your baby, you a deceiver.
Now you gotta give me you a deceiver over and over and over. That's
you a deceiver, you a deceiver, you a deceiver, you a deceiver. That's a classic, fam. I am a guy. I said I am a guy. I am a guy. Chick, where's my Minaj? Give me my massage. Hurry up, where's Mary J. Blige?
That's
where it ends right there. I am a god. I got a parody. I am a dog. How about that?
Yeah.
I am a
dog. This is from Yeezus' new album.
Hey, guys, how do you think I did on the script?
I did great, Chris.
Turn him back up. He has some.
He has a parody.
This is
new.
What do you got?
I am a dog. Clean up the garage. I done peed on the paper. Clean the stuff. I'm getting the vapors. I am a dog. Walk me around the park. I am a dog. I said I am a dog. I don't want no Purina. I want your Farina. I am a dog. I want your leftovers right off the table because I'm watching you. I am a dog. It doesn't have to rhyme when it's real. It don't got to rhyme.
And it's pants.
That's right.
That's amazing.
I am a dog. That's coming soon.
All right. That's great.
We're doing it, baby.
Love it. Love it. So you ever doing digital shorts like that? Do they let you do that? Can you dress up like Kanye West and do a song?
You just have to tune in to next season.
We have to see you on the road. You can do some stuff on the road you probably can't do on SNL.
You know what, though? I don't know if you all saw that Lil Wayne thing I did.
We did.
Y'all, that crazy. Not going to use, but that was just a freestyle. And, you know, that Wasp and Bumblebee's freestyle thing I did, that was off the top, and that thing went viral.
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 How many cities are you hitting in this comedy?
I'm hitting so many cities, I don't even know how many cities I'm doing.
So wherever you are in the Kid Craddock in the Morning listening audience, go seek out that Jay Farrow tour schedule.
Look for him.
If I go tonight.
JayFarrow.com. PHAROAH.com.
At what point during the show is a good time to go to the bathroom? What's the weakest part of the set?
Never.
Wow.
You don't want to get up.
I've seen the show and I can answer that.
When?
When Chris Rock opens for him. That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to make me blush. Yeah. Don't make me blush. I'm going to turn purple.
Yeah.
Shut up. Don't do it. You don't want me to do it. I'm going to turn light skin. I'm going to like Lawrence Fishburne over there. That's what happens when dark people blush, we turn light skin.
Really?
The reverse of the Michael Jackson thing, huh? Reverse of Sammy Sosa. You got me.
I actually talked to somebody who saw you, and they had to go to the bathroom during the show, and they came out, and they could hear it in the bathroom. They're like, oh my God, he brought out Chris Rock. Like he really thought.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't know what you were trying to do. I didn't understand. Oh, you were trying to get me to do. Look at the white chick outside trying to copy me. She's trying to copy me. Why are you trying to copy me? How are you trying to copy me?
He even has the hands down.
Does he ever tell jokes anymore?
Listen, it's not smart to go out doing my show. You be dumb. Why? Because I punch you out.
Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? Pee in a cup. Don't pee while I'm trying to do my jokes. Filipino girl.
We're back with one more with Jay Farrell.
Oh, man.
Go to jfarrell.com and get your tickets to see Jay.
Follow me on Twitter.
Comedy clubs all over. It's at Jay Farrell, right?
Bam.
J-A-Y-P-H-A-R-O-A-H.
I'm almost at 70,000, baby.
70,000?
That's all I got.
Dang.
Oh, we got to help you out. That's, I'll throw you a bone. I'll follow you, Jay.
That is ridiculous. You have 70. You should have 700,000.
You need to promote it more.
I'll bet after this show today, you have 100,000.
Thank you.
After are you funny on Twitter? Or are you just like...
I'm hilarious.
Okay, I'll give you a chance.
No, I'm hilarious. I'm the Twitter champion. I said some stuff last night.
Yeah, you did.
I said, shout out to Leonard. You know that player, Leonard, on the Spurs?
Yep.
Shout out to Leonard with his Harriet Tubman braids. Everybody retweeted.
Oh, dang.
Everybody retweeted. I'm hilarious on Twitter. I don't give a damn what you say. I'm hilarious.
Hi, I'm you're checked and everything. All right.
I do impressions on Twitter.
You do? It's
pretty cool, yeah.
Wow, yeah, I do too.
I'll just write the words like, ask not what your country can do for you, and then I just have them pretend they're listening to it in a Kennedy voice.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn. How many followers do you have?
I've got 35.
Oh, my God.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning, only on Kid Craddock in the morning.
I knew about that.
Jay Farrow knows.
The monkey.
The monkey.
Yeah.
And just said that I remind him of Davy Jones.
Jay, you don't understand the beating I take for being a Monkees fan.
Really?
Yes. When I was a little girl, I didn't realize those were repeats. The TV show, I thought they were still a legit group, and I'd write them fan letters. They'd always get returned to center. I couldn't understand. I was in love with Mickey Dolenz.
They were all dead by then.
Yeah. I didn't realize these are 50 and 60-year-old men now. It was just crazy.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
No, he didn't sing that.
Oh, he did?
That was Mickey.
I couldn't think of any Monkees songs.
Listen, folks. I know about them because I watched the Brady Bunch when I was growing up.
Okay. Everybody
had the Brady Bunch up.
Yeah. Girl, so they had, look what you've done to me.
Oh, my.
Oh,
me. I mean, Lord of the Rings was one thing. Davy Jones.
Do you have to do all this to just get white chicks?
I'll throw your ass out. I will throw your ass out.
Listen,
how are we
going
to segue to your rap career when you're singing the Monkees?
Yeah.
Listen, I know about the Smashing Pumpkins, too. You have to be music. You have to be musically versed, man.
Right, so you know the Monkees and an early 90s band.
Monkees and early 90s band.
The world is a vampire.
All right. Speaking of wonderful talented impressionists.
Thank you.
Can you do a white person?
Well, you know, I was thinking about maybe doing Seth Rogen, you know, because, I'm like a cuddly, you know, hairy teddy bear. That's what I am. You know, it's kind of cool to actually be that person. Wow, this is 30. What's the movie? This is the end is out. And I'm so excited because, you know, nobody finds me attractive.
He always sounds like he's holding his breath.
Yeah, he does.
You know? I get it now.
He's just smoking all that.
I get it now.
I just started that impression.
You have to. The secret to doing Seth Rogen, I think, is to always being inhaling. You've inhaled and you haven't exhaled yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time he talks. Like,
yeah. He's laughing at that.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
He thinks it's funny.
That's his favorite.
Nicolas Cage, that's a great one, too.
So it's not enough for you to be on SNL and to have a budding movie career and to do these incredible impressions and a successful comedy tour. You now are, you were an MC before you did all that.
Yes. I was rapping before.
So you're putting out a mixtape.
I'm putting out a mixtape. It's called Jayhawk Resurrection. I have one of the tracks online. You can go to youtube.com/JHULLK or I'll tweet the link and let you all check it out.
Do that and I'll retweet it.
Thank you. It's a song called Until. That's out. I just put that one out because I just did that in the studio. It's crazy. The flows
like
up
it.
There is really
Can we
crazy.
Listen to it?
Yeah, sure.
I don't even know the lyrics yet.
He doesn't know the words. I recorded it and I dropped it.
Can we bring in Jay's teleprompter?
Listen, yeah.
When I interviewed Ludacris and I asked him, I was like, "Can you recite these lyrics?" And I would start it for him, and he'd be like, "No,
yeah,
because you
can't."
You know, because you have so much, you do. But yeah. I know that. Listen,
Look.
Hey, Randy Jackson.
I come out with a whole bunch of, listen, I got raps. I said, I had this one joint. I said, I'm a young king, swag back daddy, had to grab my title. Terrible terrorist in my twos, you can choose to rule me vital. Holding in a good way, so my words, I never let you twist it, cause I'm so far gone, brother, that I gave Trayvon a visit. Wow. Means I'm over all you fools, still in my towns and paying dues, and y'all sinking under me, definition Titanic Jews. I'm a hospital with no aid, out of patience, like I took the shh out of Creole language, I know y'all hating. I'm a piston, won't stop to Beverly Grant's Hills permission, Tenson builds my optimism, starving so my sight is prism. Now take an expedition through my shoes one day and visit. You can see why I go hard, but on the screen I'm missing. This is my life. You got a front seat view. You in the VIP. They taking shots at me like they getting the bill sent to the clip. My presence came from God, so you can call that a gift. Young shooter, undisputed. You can say I'm J.R. Smith. I'm so authentic, I can't hang around with phony guys. I need a density test. Why? Because I'm bona fide. About to kill everything. You see me, that's a homicide. A truce, so when I'm getting rest, the only time you hear I lie. Switch the wordplay. Oh my God, that's a homicide. A truce, so detonation is the only time you hear Allah. What you know about frustration for having patience? You like a virus if you outbreak, so they keep you late. And I know I'm off beat. That's my one white moment, but damn.
Come on there. Love it. Give it up.
Nah, yeah, that
I, think
was
the,
great.
I think the beat threw him off.
That was great.
Yeah, that was Al.
Yeah, Al. Yeah.
Well, Al, we can't afford Jay. Al. You got to stay.
It's so cool spending 18 years with
I know. It's been a good run, Al.
We can't afford a good black guy.
Yeah.
Al, you just got replaced. That's my new best friend.
Hey, Jay. Jay, if this chair isn't comfortable for you, I'll get you another one.
Yeah, we'll get you a leather one if you want, man.
Let me know.
Give me one with the feral head on it. I want the pan. Listen, I want all remnants of Al taken out of here.
Don't worry. I'll take DNA.
Them all
with me. Al, why don't you break him off a little Delta Dawn?
Oh, boy.
Delta Dawn.
That's what we got.
Here's the great thing about your mixtape, though. When the commercial is made for it, it's going to sound like this. It's going to be like, you know him from Saturday Night Live. Now, pick up his mixtape exclusively on Interscope Records.
Oh!
It's, what's the name again? J-Hulk?
J-Hulk Resurrection.
It's J-Hulk Resurrection.
And that piece
with special musical guests, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Denzel Washington, Chris Rock.
You ain't even got to pay him.
Damn. You could have, Wiz Khalifa, put them all on there.
I felt that. I said, I think I should do that. Like, you know, I rap and then I do the impression thing.
Yeah.
I had this one song as Hova. I don't know if we have time to do this.
Hova.
I said, time out, you can spend it with me. So when you in the corner, you roll it with a G. She could be your my PP. Me at place with swag surf, I'm the C. I'm a murderer in the bed, you a victim. All I gotta say is we sitcom. You the light in me, excite for me. Get, it's too many words. Listen, I recorded it 3 years ago.
It's good.
I said, yeah, we are habitual twitters. We up on it. Listen, I got too many lyrics. They're spilling. I can sing, too. I ain't lying. I can sing. You think I'm playing?
Too?
We can do the whole showcase. Listen, this is the whole showcase.
Shots fired.
Showcase. Bow.
You can
shots
sing?
Shots fired.
You
can sing as well.
I'll play for you. What
okay,
you
here we go. Play. Play some. I'm going to do some. Here we go.
Let me take that off. Hold on.
You should give him a bed.
All right. Let's run this town.
Play Run This Town.
Yeah, give him a bed.
Oh, you want a bed or like a rest?
Yeah, give him a...
There we go. Play. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm waiting for it. I'll just do acapella.
I got you. It's a ballad, right?
It's a ballad.
In what key?
Listen, I don't understand this. My sister, she's more professional about this singing. Right, I just
turn
started.
Me up, turn me up.
Listen, I just started singing. Okay, here we go.
Turn the beat on here, huh?
Here we go. Okay, I'm in it. I gotta work myself.
You sing it, and I'll pick out the chords, all right?
All right.
Figure it out.
This way... There we go. Okay, that's one bar.
Oh.
Okay. I don't even know. There we go.
Oh, man.
It's getting sexy up in here.
It's getting sexy up in here.
I'm telling you.
Girls are taking their clothes off.
Girls are taking it. The panties are flying. It's a. Oh, can I say that?
Those are kids.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. I think you've said worse so far.
Okay.
Yep. Can I say that?
Listen, I'm sorry. Okay.
This way, you are my inspiration.
There we go. Bow. See that? Bow.
Damn.
I hit the note. Listen. No, I'm going to hit some prints on your asses.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Can I say that?
So gentle to violence so quickly.
Let me give you a tip on radio. What works better is can I say this, not can I say that.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
because
okay.
that would imply you already said it.
Did everybody, yeah. hold on. Yeah. Did we not notice the Kid Kratic gyration nation that was going on?
Oh, really? Oh,
dude, yeah. You were in it.
Oh, dude. You had your eyes closed.
Trying to feel it.
It was like a slow twerk.
Yeah. Just trying to feel it.
You were doing slow this. Twerk.
Slow twerk.
He was trying to, it was white boy
can
twerk.
You, can you do Adele?
Adele?
Yeah.
We could have had it all.
What's going on with this thing? It's stuck.
Uh-oh.
No, oh, no, you stuck
right,
it.
Here we go. Turn me up. Turn listen. Me up. Here we go.
I ain't got no snare in my listen. Headphone. There you go.
Okay. I can do Adele if you bring her to me. This is, okay, this is crazy. I'm just thinking. Listen, Adele, it's a love letter to Adele. Why are you doing this?
You know where this comes in, right? You know this one?
I heard that you...
I heard that you
settled down and you. I don't know the song because. You ever had somebody try to sing through the song? They don't know
yeah.
the words and
yep.
stuff, but they
yep.
stay on beat.
I do it all the time.
You know the chorus, so you know the
you make up your own words.
Listen, I can't. I'm
it's
sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's hard.
Dude,
it's
all
listen,
right. it's all right.
it's listen. It was pretty good.
We found his weak spot.
You got to admit.
Well, no, I don't think
we got to wrap
spot.
It up.
Overall,
listen.
I'd just say this was really disappointing.
All right, as we wrap up this, as we wrap up this show in these tumultuous times where there are many scandals hanging over America. You've got Benghazi, you've got the IRS scandal, and now of course you have this oppressive NSA leak that's going on with everybody's phone records everywhere. Let's check in with President Obama and just. See if he can lead us out of all of this trouble and into the world we need to be. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
the President of the United States in his first radio DJ press conference. President Barack Obama.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get it out.
All right.
With all these scandals happening, with everything going down.
Yeah.
All I got to say is this. You're all screwed. I'm going back to Cuba.
Wow! Yes. Shots fired. Boom. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe we agree with the last tweet that came in that said Jay Farrow is the best guest you've ever had. How about that right there?
And we've had Obama.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Dude, and that tweet Blue came King in Trail. From Jay Farrow.
How do you remember her?
Blue Can Trail.
Oh, man, that's funny. Oh, Jesus. Thank y'all so much.
You're better than Blue Can Trail.
Before you go, Jay, congratulations. Wow. You have hit 70,000 followers.
Yay!
Yeah!
We did it.
Wow! Just think if you did a big morning show.
Oh.
Thank y'all so much.
Hey, don't forget us.
No.
Yeah.
When we get all famous.
We got you to 70.
I'm going to make sure every time I come back to if I come back to Texas, yeah. I have to, y'all have to please. Let's do something.
We will absolutely.
Thank you, man.
And you know what? Thank you so much because now we feel like we're your best friends.
Yeah.
So, thank you, man. For the next 30,
you gave us so much content to play.
And for somebody to come in with your kind of energy this time of morning, not all hungover, not all what do you want, you know, not all I don't want to burn my jokes for 10 million because I'm going to use them tonight on 200. You know, I always love that. You know,
I know people. Who
oh, I can't burn my jokes for 10 million because I'm gonna play for 150 tonight. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for them.
It's like you idiot. Those people won't be there.
How long is your contract with SNL? It's at least another year, isn't it?
No, it's. I mean, we're up to seven.
So okay, good.
We're up to 7 years.
You're gonna be there a bit.
I mean, Obama's still in office.
You got a job.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
So, go to jfarrow.com and find out when he's coming to your city. I just checked it, and most of the cities that are listening here are going to have an appearance by Jay Farrow, so be sure to check that out. jfarrow.com. You're awesome to come in. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You,
the great Jay Farrow, Kid Kratic in the Morning.
You're listening to the Kid Kratic in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Kratic in the Morning.